Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikidis, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. I say that with an emphasis, the title for this particular podcast. So I'm going to kick it over to you to introduce this one for a change.
Wasn't expecting that.
Ah, throw your curveball.
You baseball did. Talk. Ooh, look at that, huh? I titled this episode in our notes of didn't make varsity good, with a shout out to Jocko. I just thought it was a little bit more relevant here in the Northeast as last week, we were recording here on the 24th of March. But last week was, for the most part, especially in the state of New York, the start of the spring season for high school sports. So we had tryouts going on. Kids making teams, kids, you know, maybe getting cut, maybe some kids finding themselves on the JV team rather than the varsity team. And, you know, I think especially for younger players, it's not the end of the world for a lot of different reasons. One, you know, the majority of them we've hammered home on this podcast for the last 2 years, right? Like, you know, and as much as we say this, we're going to continue to say it because I think sometimes it gets lost on a lot of people that, you know, the rules have changed. Recruiting has slowed down. There's no one in this country who has, you know, said, oh, did you make varsity as a sophomore? No. Well, we're not recruiting you. Like, it's that's not how this works. It doesn't matter if you played varsity as a sophomore. Some instances, it might not even matter if you played it as a junior, right? Like, you know, you could find yourself in a program where there's a lot of really good players. You might not get a ton of burn at the varsity level. Like, why not go play where you're going to play it every day and develop? And the point in me titling this, you know, didn't make varsity good is, you know, we've had a couple conversations with our clients that this happened to, and they're very positive with their thought process of, I was going to be the fourth outfielder or I was going to be the fourth infielder. And I wasn't really going to play all the time, but, you know, on the JV team, I have the opportunity to literally play every day and hit in the top half of the lineup. And you go out there and literally get a ton more at-bats and a ton more in-game experience and being able to actually play. And that's where it's valuable, right? Like, you know, I think we cut a podcast maybe a year ago about, you know, coaches who make the decision to keep guys on the varsity team while not allowing them to play JV where they could go develop and not playing a ton on varsity. Like, you're doing the kid a disservice. And as a kid, you have to understand this, as a family understand, you're better off being able to go somewhere, you know, whether it's JV, you know, if it's the JV team, especially for younger players, to get a ton of experience in playing. Like, you're not going to get any in-game experience at the varsity level sitting on the bench. Like, that's not going to make you better. And then you're going to get to the summer and you're going to be further behind some of your other peers who have played all spring and wonder why you're a little bit behind the eight ball there. And newsflash, you're not getting recruited this summer if you're a 27 and if you're a 28. Like, they can't talk to you. So most schools aren't even going to watch you play. Like, they see a 28 team, it's like, can't talk to these guys for 2.5 years. Like, I'm not wasting my time, right? So, like, you want to be able to take that, you know, perceived negative and turn it into a positive of, like, hey, now I have the opportunity to go out and play every day. I get to practice every day and take quality reps and take first team reps and then go play and hit in the top half of the lineup, be the leadoff guy, be the two-hole guy, be the three-hole guy, the four-hole guy, whatever it might be, and be able to sharpen your skills and get yourself further along over the course of those 20 games. Hey, and maybe you get called up to varsity for a couple. Maybe you get called up for a sectional run or a playoff run or a state champ, whatever it might be, and you get to experience that, which would be pretty cool. And maybe you get to contribute a little bit because you were able to play all spring. Now you're like, you know, now all of a sudden you have 60, 70 at-bats under your belt instead of 15. Like, you might be further along than some of the other guys that have sat the bench the entire spring. And, hey, now you have an opportunity to go show that you've done a good job. You know, and I don't think it can go understated that, you know, getting those at-bats and getting those reps in the field of in-game, real, live, making plays, getting outs, getting, you know, throwing across the diamond, diving for balls, catching, whatever it might be, is invaluable for your development for younger players. Like, you don't develop by sitting on the bench just to say that you made varsity. You develop being able to get quality reps in practice and then going out and doing it in game. And it's not a negative if you're a younger player who didn't make the varsity team. It's actually a positive because now you have the opportunity to go out and again, develop and play and do all the things it is that college coaches will be looking for. And you'll be able to look back in 2 or 3 years and be like, hey, you know what? That was a really good spring for me to be able to get an extra 60, 70, 80 at bats and play a ton at shortstop or play in center or catch a bunch and be able to develop and hone my skills and get better. Because then in the summer, I was ready. I was ready to go play against a bunch of really good players because I had all of those at bats under my belt and I wasn't overwhelmed. And then you can continually stack all those things on top of each other. And it's a huge positive for younger guys. So, you know, don't get discouraged. I get it. It's something that sometimes you think it's the end of the world. If you don't make the varsity team, your time will come. But take your time, be where your feet are, go develop on the JV team, get as many at-bats as you can, and come back ready in the summer to be able to put together a really good summer and roll that into the fall so that you can be, you know, further along than you would have otherwise been had you just sat all spring long.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much nailed that one. You brought up 2 points that I think are really, really valuable. It's like coaches don't care if you're a sophomore or a freshman and you didn't make varsity. Like, they're going to evaluate you on your timeline when you're a recruitable player. And that's just not something that they're interested in. They're interested in, are you good enough to play for them? And to your point, those reps you get on JV, that might be the difference in your development. And not to mention, like, it's more enjoyable to play every day. Like, let's just call it what it is. Like, you know, to be able to say that you played varsity, but, you know, you didn't play at all. One, it's not as fun to show up when you know you're never going to play. Like, you're going to be more enthused about what you're doing. You're going to play every day. You're going to be more engaged. And that development piece is huge. Most kids, I mean, what? It's like 2% of high school kids play Division I baseball. Right. So if you're a 2027, you need to be the percentage of guys that are going to get recruited this upcoming summer who are 27s is significantly smaller. Right. Most guys' timeline is going to go to next year anyway. So you got to play the long game. And the long game, to your point, is reps, it's game experience, it's base running, it's at bats. Like, that's how you get better in this game. You get better because you threw innings, you get better because you took a ton of at bats. Like, a guy that I worked for at William & Mary, Brian Murphy, absolutely love him to death. He's one of my favorite people in all of baseball. We used to always say that at bats and innings pitched, they're gold. Like, that's what moves the needles for guys, right? It's why we tried to practice live a lot of the times. We wanted guys to get at bats. We wanted innings pitched. We wanted those real-world settings that we could actually simulate what a game looks like because you're actually playing the game. And that goes back to exactly what you're talking about. That experience you get on JV, like, in that moment when you don't make the varsity team, like, yeah, probably sucks. I get it. But you can have that chip on your shoulder. Like, you can be upset about it for a minute. But to your point, let's turn that into a positive, right? I get to play every day now, right? I get to go compete every day. I'm not just getting a jersey, right? I'm going to be a part of something. I'm going to get a chance to play every day. I'm going to be in the lineup. And for most guys, the long game is how you're successful in this recruiting process, right? You have short-term goals, but the long-term goal is to be able to play college baseball. And for a lot of guys, that experience they get in the amount of games they play is what moves the needle, not whether you got to play on the varsity team as a freshman or a sophomore. So don't get discouraged. Don't get your head down. Like, just continue to work at it. Continue to chip away at it. Get in the weight room. Enjoy showing up to practice, be a really good practice player, compete your butt off on game days, and keep stacking those valuable reps together, and it'll pay dividends in the long run. But I'm glad you brought this up as a topic for today, because I think it is very relevant, not only from a timing perspective, but just for guys to hear that there's plenty of guys who are on JV right now who are going to go play college baseball. For the exact reasons that you outlined to start this, that they got a chance to play every day and they're going to be better for it in the long run.
You know, I've said this before, and it's relevant in this one, you know, and I guess even super relevant because he retired today. But Kevin Smith, who spent, you know, a couple of years in the big leagues and played professional baseball for a while and was a second round pick out of Maryland. You know, he played JV when I coached high school for a year at Columbia High School. You know, and I kind of fought tooth and nail to have him on the varsity team because he was one of the best infielders I'd ever seen, as evidence of him going to Maryland and eventually making it to the show. But for him in that moment at his age, the right move was to have him play on the JV team because of the reps he got, and he was better for it. You know, he wasn't necessarily as good of a hitter, let's say, as the senior that we had playing shortstop on the high school team that year. You know, and that's to my point with that is that, you know, he wasn't ready from a hitting standpoint because he wasn't physical enough. I mean, he was 14 years old. Like, he wasn't the guy that you see now who's playing in the big leagues. He was a 14-year-old kid who wasn't strong enough. Like, there's a huge difference, or, you know, 15-year-old kid. There's a huge difference between a 17, 18-year-old and a 14, 15-year-old physically. You know, and like, that needs to be taken into account too. And, you know, I think I give, you know, Chris Dietrich all the credit in the world for it. Like, you know, and he pulled him up and he played varsity, you know, a little bit at the end of the year. But, you know, he was better for it, for having, you know, gone through that and gotten the reps, and he was further along, which, you know, if memory serves, he ended up playing with the South Troy Dodger A-team-U team that summer and started at shortstop almost every game. Like, he's not in that position if he doesn't get all of those reps during the high school season, right? Like, he's not able to go play at a super high level and make that jump. Now, he's uber athletic and blah, 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 but, like, he doesn't make that jump if he doesn't get, you know, all of those reps doing that as the lead guy on the JV team to then make that jump. You know, so I think that, you know, there's, you know, and it goes against my usual, like, don't make outliers the rule, but there's a lot of kids that play JV that end eventually as a sophomore that end up going and playing Division I baseball in a lot of places because of, you know, you look back and it's to those reps and the development that they were able to do. You know, I'm glad you touched on it, the base running, the, you know, being able to do the little things that you need to do. You can't do that when you're sitting on the bench. You have to be able to get out there and do it and learn and fail and figure out how to fail better and fail forward so that you can continue your development to get to the point where you're going to be able to be a recruitable student athlete in a couple of years.
Well said. Timely mention of Mr. Smith there. I saw that post today. I believe Mr. Rogers, a friend of yours, eloquently pointed out that really good people have really good things happen to them.
Phenomenal human being. He really is. Phenomenal human being. I hope sometime in the near future we could have him on, because I think his path is interesting too, right? Like, he's a guy who, I just told you, played JV as a sophomore, and he committed to Maryland to a former player coach that you played for, John Scheff, who was at Maryland at the time, before he had even played a varsity baseball game. You know, so a pretty interesting, you know, little story for him. But, you know, I think that, you know, it would be interesting to let him tell his story from that standpoint. So, you know, hopefully in the near future we can have him on.
Yeah, that'd be legit. But yeah, keep your head up. Just keep working at it, right? Like, this whole process isn't won or lost in one day, and it's certainly not won and lost by a decision that gets made in your freshman or sophomore year of high school. So keep plugging away. If you're one of those guys who found yourself in this situation, don't get your head down. Get after it. Enjoy the time that you get on the field, and, you know, keep pushing towards that ultimate goal, which is to find a good place to go play college baseball. And don't let a little roadblock get in the way of you pursuing that and putting the effort forward needed to do so. Anything else, Coach?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.